that music is rolling. That means the Chicago Bears are on the clock. That means on this Thursday, April the 25th, that Detroit City is on the clock. Hi there. Happy NFL Draft Day. I'm Dennis Fithian, in for Matt Shepard. Day two on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. It's my pleasure to be here. Ben Zost is on all the ones and twos and answering your calls and looking at your texts. And we're fired up. This is one of those days that you wait for annually all year long. And here it is. Happy NFL Draft Day. Hopefully I'm the first one. Yeah, maybe. You never know. Hopefully I'm the first one to welcome you in to NFL Draft Day. That's the big news as we get this show underway. Not only is it the NFL Draft, but it is taking place right here in the state of Michigan, in Detroit City. And everyone, seemingly, has converged on the Motor City and is doing a show down there. And it is great. You know, it's great to have a teeming city with the bright lights and everybody looking at Detroit and talking about it with the NFL draft going on. The Lions sitting with the number 29 pick, but I was going to say it at the beginning here, just like, all of the years that we have spent watching and talking about the Detroit Lions, today, around these parts, was always dubbed the Lions Super Bowl. And it was not said in enduring terms. It was said because when the regular season started, there was no chance for the Detroit Lions. And sure, you know, every season, you know, you have optimism. And then it would happen. However it would happen, it would happen with the Detroit Lions. You'd come crashing down to earth sometimes in the very first game. You know, you think about, what was it, the DeAndre Swift, the Lions were right there. They threw a touchdown to him in the corner and he dropped it. I mean, there's been, I could sit here for the next 3 hours and talking about that. But no, that is just a setup for today. We knew that the Lions draft was, or the NFL draft was happening in the city. And like, oh, well, this will be the Lions Super Bowl. The Lions had a Super Bowl. They've had two Super Bowls in Detroit. But no, their Super Bowl was happening with the draft. And it just so happens that they have turned this thing around. No, they're not going to be one of the first teams picking. We don't think. They're going to be one of the last teams picking because they were one of the last four teams standing. Now, the idea is to get there into that big game and then ultimately win it. And for years, even saying that, I still feel it feels a little weird. I'm getting more used to it. But if I was sitting here in this seat 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago and was talking about Super Bowl, I would say it like, you know, Jim Mora would say practice or playoffs. Allen Iverson, practice. We're talking about Lions, the Super Bowl. And in fact, Lions would draft a rookie and inevitably he'd go down there and one of them would say, well, we're going to the Super Bowl. You know, you'd stand there and say, all right, you know, young kid, great optimist. You don't know. You just looked at him and said, you'll find out pretty soon. But guys that had been around, and then they would say it, you'd have to say, come on now. Let's talk about, you know, winning the NFC Central, the North, before you start talking about, how about winning a playoff game? Playoff game. And then they went out there and won a playoff game last year in the greatest game of my lifetime, beating the Rams. Most entertaining game and best game. Most exciting game, most energizing game. It was everything. Beating the Rams. I say everything. It was, you know, what's it with the Super Bowl? It felt like it. And then it was validated. You'd say, yeah, well, what about the Cowboys win? That was just as big. Well, it was, but then, you know, they lost the next week. This time around, they actually went out, validated a little bit more by beating the Bucs. And then I don't think they validated it by having the big lead in the first half against the 49ers. That's another story. So that's the headline with this morning as you make your way and get ready for the draft tonight. Let's take a look at what else is happening in the world of sports. Most of the air is about and oxygen being taken up is no doubt going to be about the draft. But the Tigers, they were in action last night, and they had taken the first two games on the road. They were finishing up their six-game road trip down in Tampa at the Trop. And the Tigers play an entertaining game and a seesaw affair with the Rays, only to fall to Tampa 7-5. Now, sweeps are difficult in Major League Baseball. They're hard to come by, even if you're a really bad team. I don't know, maybe the White Sox, it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to say, hey, we expect to broom the White Sox. You expect to take 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 against the White Sox, or you'll be disappointed. But sweeps are difficult, and the Rays are generally a pretty good team, even though their payroll is in the basement annually in Major League Baseball. They still find a way. But the Tigers overall now, as they're off today, they have a successful road trip. They go 4-2 on the trip. That is a very positive for this team, and this Tigers team, and it has happened since opening day against in their first series. They are playing very close games. They are playing one-run games, two-run games. Last night, a two-run game. I counted it up at the conclusion of last night's game. The Tigers have now played 25 games. They are 14-11. And 15 of those 25 games, the margin has been 2 runs or less, like last night. They lost by 2 runs. So 15 out of their 25. That's something that stands out early on in this season. And we are just in the beginning of this season as the Tigers now come home tomorrow for a 6-game homestand when they will take on the Royals and the Cards. So they will be entertaining the state of Missouri for the next 6 games with the Cardinals and then the Royals. And the Royals actually in front of the Tigers in the standings, which is pretty interesting. You would think that about KC. But again, it is early. You know, you get that around here if you're a Tigers fan. If you're old enough, you know about that 40-game mark that Sparky always talked about. They wouldn't have any. Sparky, how you doing? Let's wait till 40 games. But in 1984, the Tigers got out to a 35-5 start. So that 40-game mark resonates with people. And also, for Sparky, let's tip our cap to him. It's been 40 years, 1984, since the Tigers won the World Series. So the 40-game mark, that's the first time you really judge him. According to Sparky, you had that 35-5 start in 84, and it's been 40 years. All right, we'll get you up to date on the NHL and NBA playoffs. We're talking a lot about the draft. And oh yeah, the big news last night happened, even though the draft was going on, that the Lions inked 2 of their best to gigantic deals. Money well spent? We'll explore that straight ahead here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Kane finished off and dropped to the ice. Scooped up by Kopitar, and then Spence twists away, buys some time. Redirected toward the middle. Here's Kopitar. By score! Andre Kopitar is the hero of Game 2. The Kings have tied up this series at 1.
NHL playoffs, another overtime winner. Had one last night, had one the night before. Anze Kopitar evening things up, LA Edmonton. That was late last night. Welcome in here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Fithian here, day two. Happy NFL draft. We are going to talk about the Lions inking their two best players to gigantic deals. Coming up here in 1 minute, I do want to put a question out there for you. What do you think the Lions championship window is? How long will it last? That plays right into Sewell and the Sun God getting their big deals. You can get in on that at 866-838-4843 on the Meijer hotline. You can text Sports Radio to 21,000 on that topic or anything else. It's open for you if something else with the NFL draft. Let's hit on the other playoff games just to get you up to speed, just in case you're like, hey, what else is going on there? There's some good games last night in the playoffs. The defending Stanley Cup champions, VGK, the Vegas Golden Knights, they just go down to Big D and they beat Dallas. They're up 2-0 in the series. They won 3-1 last night. And then the Boston Bruins, they double up the Toronto Maple Leafs to take a 2-1 series lead. 4-2, the final there for the Bruins. Brad Marchand with the winner for the Bruins. And I say it like that because he's my least favorite NHL player currently, Brad Marchand. I'm not a violent person. I don't condone fighting, but... And I don't even know how if I could stand up on skates right now, but I'd like to take a run at Brad Marchand. Meanwhile, in the NBA playoffs, the shocker of the night took place in Beantown as the Celtics. Everyone's like, the Celtics are going to breeze right through the Eastern Conference. No problems, especially with the Heat, the zombie Heat, without their leader. And no problem as the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 111-101. No Jimmy Butler. I know you know that. It's just you got to say it. So that series is tied at 1. That's already a dub for the Miami Heat. Sans Butler in that series. And then the Thunder, the number one seed out west. No close game this time with the Pelicans. They pound the Pels, 124-92, take a 2-0 series lead there. Games tonight, we know that the NFL draft, you probably know that it's starting at 8 with the Bears on the clock. What do they mess around for about 5 to 10 minutes. And everyone's like, let's get it going. We've waited all year. You know, and then they're like, nah, they're going to milk it a little bit. And then they'll put the Bears on the clock at like 8:15. Their pick probably comes in at 8:30. I mean, when is the Lions pick going to take place? At midnight? But there's some basketball to watch. In the meantime, tonight is definitely a 2-3 TV type setup. You've got the Cavs and the Magic with the Cleveland Cavaliers up 2-0 in that series. And then the Knicks and 76ers in that memorable second game with the furious comeback by the Knicks. And New York leads it 2-0. Now they'll be in Philly tonight, 7:30 jump. And then late tonight, 10 o'clock, you've got the Nuggets, the NBA defending champs. That was a memorable game, too, that they won with Jamal Murray hitting that jumper over on the right wing and falling into the stands with the camera. It was great. Highlight of the NBA playoffs so far. They'll play the Lakers in L.A. tonight at 10 o'clock. So some late night action there. Meanwhile, in the NHL, there's also a pair of games, Florida and Tampa. The series shifting there to Tampa Bay with Florida up 2-0, and then Carolina heading into New York up 2-0. And of all those games, I've been watching Carolina and the New York Islanders. All right, so not a huge surprise. There has been a lot of talk, if you follow the Lions, that they were looking to extend and get big-time contracts to Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, and Jared Goff. Well, they get two of those three done. First up was the Sun God, four-year deal, more than $120 million, 77 guaranteed for the Sun God. That makes him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And my thoughts on that is that this is good timing by the Lions. You knew you had to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown. You knew you had to get him an extension. You've got Justin Jefferson out there, and you got Chase for the Bengals, and those two are seeing who's going to blink. They want to they're looking for not only they'll easily go past Amon-Ra St. Brown, but they're looking to go past each other. And, you know, the agents of those two are just going to rock out these gigantic deals. And then soon Amon-Ra St. Brown will be sitting there looking up at those two. And then, you know, that's how it works. But this was something that we knew was going to happen. It was inevitable. And the Lions signed Brown. They should have signed him. And there's no argument the other way. The same thing goes with all-pro offensive tackle Penei Sewell. You get a tackle that is an all-pro that you drafted, that is worth its weight in gold. So, yeah, you are going to pay him if you're going to pay anyone. 4 years, 112 on his extension, and he is the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL, and he gets $85 million guaranteed. And this was inevitable. It's a little bit, you know, you like getting that new car. You get in that new car, your friends are checking it out. Every time you get in, you're like, oh man, this smells nice. Drives nice. You're driving around. And then, you know, at the end of the month, that payment hits. And that insurance hits. You look down, you're like, ooh. Right? You're like, you know it. You know that it's going to happen. You know you got to do it. But that does bring up the question of the Lions championship window and how long it will last. Because at some point, you know, you're paying, you got the highest paid tackle, you got the highest paid wide receiver, and now Jared Goff. Adam Schefter yesterday, when all of this was going on with the Lions getting their wide receiver and their right tackle to extensions, Schefter comes out and there says there's no deal imminent for Jared Goff. Everybody's like, hey, stop here. Full stop. What do you mean? This is the guy that we chant his name everywhere at the grocery store. They'll be chanting Jared Goff's name all night tonight. Are you telling me that there's no deal imminent for Jared Goff, despite the fact that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell now have landed new record-breaking deals? What's going on there? Schefter says the Lions and Goff have spoken about a new deal this offseason, but no deal is close at this time. That means nothing to me. I mean, it could mean something to you, and it's nice for Schefter to, you know, get a bunch of retweets and everything else. But Jared Goff, what that number is going to be, whatever it ends up happening, however that you're going to finagle that, you know, Jared Goff is going to get that deal, the 29-year-old. I'm going to talk about what I think that Lions championship window is coming up straight ahead. And right here, right now, is this the greatest NFL draft all time on tap? We'll talk about the GOAT straight ahead. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state, and Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
On X's and Bros on NFL Draft Day on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Fithian in for Matt Shepard, Ben Zost. Back in the control room, you can join us on the Meyer Hotline at 866-838-4843. We're asking you, what's the Lions championship window? How long will it last? In your opinion, get those texts in to Sports Radio. You text that to 21,000, Sports Radio to 21,000, or you dial up that hotline at 866-838-4843. I'm also going to talk about why this is the GOAT of all NFL drafts this segment. But the Lions championship window, if you immediately just said 10 years, I'd say, I think that's going to be, that's a big window. That is a big window. And last year, I did not expect the Lions to get to the precipice of the Super Bowl. I did not expect them to get to the NFC Championship game and be up on the 49ers and look super and then melt down in the second half and not get there. So they took this, it was a gigantic step. Did think that they were going to win the Central, like most other people, but I didn't win. If you have a home playoff game, win it. They had to play Matt Stafford, and they got it done. And then whether it was a break or not, I wanted the Cowboys. We saw the Lions beat the Cowboys and then get robbed by the officials, and that would have been a nice payback for the Lions going down and beating the Cowboys for a lot of reasons. That the shenanigans that happened with the two-point conversion. The last time, what was that, 2014, were the referees, and I'm not, generally speaking, someone who points to the referees and said, oh, they screwed us. But us being Detroit in that playoff game down in Dallas, if you just were casually, you met me, I like to say down at the draft tonight, and you came up and said, hey, Dennis, what are the three worst screw jobs by the officials in the history of sports? I'd say the Lions at 2014 down there in Dallas, where they had the new rule with the face guarding, and it was like the definition of it. And then also you had, what was his name? Dez Bryant, with his helmet off, out of the hash marks, screaming in the officials. That's also an automatic flag. Neither of those things were called. Oh, yeah, the Lions had the ball with under 2 minutes to go and a timeout in their pocket. They weren't able to win. They punted on a fourth and one, which I agreed with because the defense was playing so well, but nobody else did, especially after the fact when they didn't make it. So all of those things. But, yeah, that was a screw job. What else goes in there? It was before my time, but the 72 Olympics. There's a number of boxing gold medals that I could go to and talk about, but the USA basketball team against Russia has to be there. You watch the replays of that, or if it, whatever it is, I don't know if the actual replay of the game, but you just see that it's front and center. They just kept giving the ball back. How many times did they do it? I don't know, four or five times. They just kept giving it back. Doug Collins, I believe, was on that team, the former Pistons coach, his son now, the head basketball coach at Northwestern. But yeah, the USA got screwed in that game. All right, so no, not 10 years, but it opened up last year, and now it is wide open. Like, this thing is wide open, but you got to look at the Lions, and then you also have to look at their conference, and then I also think you need to look at the North, the NFC North, and all of those things play into it. I would put the 49ers number one in the NFC, but I'm going to put the Detroit Lions right there on their tail, along with the Eagles, Packers, and Cowboys. However you want to mix it, you want to try to throw the Rams in there, all right, you can go ahead and do that. I know Lions only beat them by a point last year, but they did beat them. And the Lions did split with the Packers. They should have beat the Cowboys. And the Eagles, they look like they were having this conversation about their championship window 2 years ago. And they're like, oh, you kidding? Jalen Hurts, look at all this offensive and defensive line. We're in business we're going to be in business for 10 years. There's that 10-year window again. And then last year, it looked like that window, woo, that window, there's your lesson. That window can look like it's going to be open for 10 years, and then it can slam on your fingers quickly. Or you could be like Dallas Cowboy fans who always think their championship window is open, and actually it's painted shut. They get over there, they're like, oh, this window, and they're actually, oh, wait, that window is actually shut, and it's stuck shut. We just looked at it and thought it was open. But as long as the Lions have this current setup of Goff and Sewell and Brown, who they just took care of, and the biggest thing that they have going for them, the Detroit Lions, if you say their superpower, it is their offensive line. As long as they continue to have, whether it's the best, certainly one of the best offensive lines, in all of football, they're going to be there. They're going to be in with a chance. Now, it's a lot easier. This is the discussion that happens every day, non-draft day, talking about how to win. And what does everyone say? Oh, well, they say it's all about the quarterbacks. And I agree with that. And that's why when you get to the draft and you look towards tonight and how they will be overdrafted, and I do think that there's going to be six quarterbacks drafted, and that's because these GMs will sit around and they'll look at these windows and they'll say, well, we want Patrick Mahomes. We want our Josh Allen. We want our Lamar Jackson. This is what we want. How about our CJ Stroud? I mean, that's what they're looking for. You get one of those guys, Joe Burrow. When you get a difference maker quarterback, your Super Bowl window seemingly is open for as long as those guys are in their prime. Nobody's going to argue that the Chiefs' Super Bowl window is going to be as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing. I think the same thing with the Bills, Bengals, Ravens, and Texans now. I know it's only been 1 year, but, you know, Stroud was that good. The weird one is the 49ers. They were going for Trey Lance at number three for their difference maker, and they ended up getting Mr. Irrelevant over there, but it's working for them. So how about that? Different ways to find your quarterback. All right, what's the Lions championship window? How long will it last? X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network, 866-838-4843. That is the Meyer hotline. Let's go to, is it Keegan in Kalamazoo? What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what's going on out there in KZoo?
Hey, not much. I was supposed to be at the draft today, but we're heading to work right now. But, no, I think the Lions window realistically is as long as they have Jared Goff there, I think they'll do a great job putting talent around him. Kind of like you stated, as long as you have your guy like a CJ Stroud, a Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, your window is open as long as they're there. It's just interesting to see how long this contract will be for him or how long to lock him up.
Yeah, you know, I know this sounds like I'm on the internet or I'm on Twitter, but as long as Holmes keeps cooking in the draft, I would also think that that's going to be part of this window. If he can go out there and he can continue to pull in the kind of players that he has, like an Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round, you know, get the best tight end of the second round, you know, the pick an all-pro tackle when you get the chance, when you have your pick, make it count. As long as Holmes continues to do this, I would say that championship, that's almost obvious, but sometimes we need to state the obvious. If he continues to do what he's doing, yeah, quarterback, it's Hendon Hooker. We don't know what they think of him, but it's not like they're going to go and say, well, let's just play hardball with Goff and we're just going to look for another quarterback, because they do have a championship window, to your point, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, looking for another quarterback could be a possibility, but I think they're definitely have a lot of faith in Hendon Hooker. But I have faith to lock him up for at least 4 to 5 years, and we'll keep this thing open for a few.
Yeah, he's 29 years old, Goff. So, and you know, you can get those. You sign him to a 5-year deal, but then you look at it, and what are you, in 2 or 3 years, you can get out of it. Where it's still, you can get another QB in there. So sign him to the 5-year deal. Get yourself where, yeah, it's going to be pretty bad, but not super bad after 2 years, and then more palatable if you need to get out of it after three. That looks like it's the direction. Again, how could you said you were supposed to go to the draft, but now you're heading to work. I mean, that sounds like the ultimate and then kind of a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, you know, just priorities, just – I'll be able to sit at the home comfort and watch the draft. I had a bunch of guys going out there for a bachelor party, so they'll be enjoying it tonight. I'll just be enjoying it from the comfort of my own home.
Wow, and now you come over the top with a bachelor. Not only were you going, now you're going to work, and but you were going with a bachelor party. Wow, that's nice.
Just a friend of a friend, basically. I wasn't a part of their bachelor party. They graciously invited me, but unfortunately just wasn't able to make it.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, you know, life sometimes intersects there. We all can't just, you know, get, jump in a limo, drive across the state with a million fans at a bachelor party while the NFL draft's going on. Wow. All right, man. Have a great morning. Thanks for dialing in. That's how it's done as we talk about the Lions championship window and how long it'll last. That's right. Goff, you're going to get him to that five-year deal, but really a 2-3 years where then you can look to another QB if you could find one, and then he gets all of that money. There's a spot, whatever it ends up being. You want to say you're going to be $45 million a year, or it's closer to 50? I'm not going to argue with you there. Whatever it ends up being, he's got to be. I don't think he's going to. They can ask. I don't think his agent is going to be say, okay, here's Mahomes' deal. We want more than him. There's a nice number to be had for Goff, but he knows this is the spot for him. He knows that the Lions will give him those 2-3 years of that guaranteed money. What's he going to get? $150 million guaranteed? I know it always sounds really like, what's the difference between 150 and 160? I don't know. $10 million. That's the difference. That ability to get in via the text is you text Sports Radio to 21,000. I like taking your text on the draft, open topics. As we talk about what's transpiring tonight in Detroit, how about a bachelor party and the NFL draft? Wow. I could just imagine if it's taking off from Grand Rapids. Now, he said it might not be, but, you know, you get the party bus across the state. Are you staying? People that were looking to the hotels, you know, you got the casinos down there. Walking distance to the draft, and then you're not just doing it today, but you're doing it for the entire weekend. Man, that's nice. You know, it's underscored nice there. But right here, right now, this is the greatest NFL draft of all time. And over 40 years ago, it started. The reason that this one is, and there's no argument about locally this not being the greatest draft. It's in Detroit, first time ever. The Lions, who every year looked at this day as their Super Bowl, and then now they went to the NFC Championship game, and here they are, their best season almost ever. They've completely flipped things around and have everybody with a big smile on their face. And now they're hosting this event. The weather looks like it's going to be just fine for tonight. Everything has set up where this is the greatest NFL draft all time locally for sure. But nationally, you have 6 quarterbacks that I believe will be taken in the first round. You can argue that, but my argument, nobody is going to argue with the fact that there is going to be 3 taken right out of the gate and maybe 4 with McCarthy. And then there's going to be another 2 taken in the teens when you think about Michael Penix. And now maybe in the mix for Nix, maybe he falls to the 20s. Just like maybe McCarthy falls to the teens. But those are the 6 QBs. And these GMs, if they were listening today and we're talking about championship draft windows, all of these teams have the QBs in place. The Chiefs, the Bills, we'll go over them again. Bengals, Ravens. Who else? Texans over in the AFC. If we wanted to talk who else there and extend it, you might talk about Trevor Lawrence and the Jags or Tua and the Dolphins. Although, you know, I'm not putting them in the conversation of a championship window right now. But with the Lions in their very division, as we look at it, what we saw with, unfortunately, I say unfortunately because they are their nemesis, the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love, they look like they may. I don't know. Am I ready to say he is a bona fide, you know, star quarterback? I'm very close to that. He really, in the second half of the season, came on. We'd have to see it one more year. But, yeah, I mean, he's right there. I'm putting him. If I'm a Packer fan, I'm giddy. and they put it together. They get a very young team. And then, you know, Love looked the part. And then they wanted the playoffs. I mean, what else would you want to say except let's wait for one more year? That is the only thing you can say. But the Eagles with Hurts have their cute quarterback. The 49ers are the interesting one because, Purdy's a little bit of a lightning rod. And that is why you might talk about the Rams being in that championship window because of one Matt Stafford, who's sitting there, and we saw what he was able to do last year, and they got one of the top coaches as well. So, you know, I put the Rams just a little bit on the outside of the 49ers, Lions, Eagles, and Packers. I'll put them there with the Cowboys, even though I was just ragging on the Dallas Cowboys. All right, I've got more on this draft and just why this first round and just why tonight, I think, is, you know, when I say the greatest, most entertaining NFL draft as we lead up to it, and we'll get an idea on what the Lions will do. So all of that at pick number 29, if that's where they stay. I'm Dennis Fithian. Thanks for listening. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd. At Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.